कुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are learning the Lalita Sahasranama, the thousand names of Devi, as explained by Hayagriva to sage Agastya. Lalita Sahasranama also speaks about the same truth that is found in the Upanishads, in the Vedanta, or what is known as Vedantam. Since we are learning the Nama after a long gap, let's, for a few minutes, try to remember, recollect the Vedantic goal, Vedantic sadhyam, or Vedantic jnayam that is found, or that is present in the Upanishads. So the Upanishads start by or with the seeker asking the guru, learned person. The seeker is the shishya. The shishya asks the guru, the teacher, the question, that question which is what we all are asking, which is the essence of all questions, which is the essence of all seeking. So that question is found in the Mundaka Upanishad, where the Shishya asked the Guru, Kasmin Bhagavo Vijnate Sarvamidam Vijnatam Bhavati. O Bhagavan, O Bhagavan, Kasmin Vijnate, Kasmin Vijnate, Kasmin Vijnate, by knowing which Sarvamidam, Sarvamidam, Idam Sarvam, everything that is present here, Vijnatam Bhavati, becomes known. So, O Guru, by knowing that, or that by knowing which everything becomes known, O Guru, tell me that. And finally, the Guru takes the Shishya from one level to another level, and finally culminates by the Guru telling the Shishya that whatever is there is Brahman, Brahmai Vedam, Amritam Purastad, Brahma Paschad, Brahma Dakshinadaschottarena, Adaschodvam Chaprasritam, Brahmai Vidam, Vishwamidam, Varishtam. Front is Brahman, back is Brahman, right is Brahman, left is Brahman, top is Brahman, bottom is Brahman. In short, everything is Brahman alone. Oh, Guru, I asked, by knowing which everything becomes known, you have said that everything is Brahman. What about me? What about my knowledge? So the Guru finally ends by telling, Sayoha vai tat paramam Brahma veda Brahma eva bhavati. Tarati shokam tarati papmanam guha grantibhyo vimukto amrito bhavati. He who knows this Brahman, O Shishya, he who knows this Brahman, he verily becomes Brahman. If he becomes Brahman, he is everything. If he is everything, there is nothing else to know, there is nothing else to attain, there will be only Anandam everywhere. Oh, I will become Brahman, but what about Dukkham? What about Papam? So, Tarati Shokam, Tarati Papmanam, a person who realizes Brahman, who knows Brahman, who becomes Brahman, such a person goes beyond sorrows, such a person goes beyond all sins, and guha grantibhyo vimukto, he removes, unties the knots of the heart, of the mind, the three knots of knots that Lalita Sahasranama calls as Brahma granti, Vishnu granti, and Rudra granti, which denote avidya, kama, and karma. So So such a person overcomes, crosses over all this, unties the knot, and Vimukto Amrito Bhavati, he becomes eternal. So that is what Lalita Sahasranama also says. Lalita Sahasranama says, in many places Lalita Sahasranama says, Chitihi. Chitihi means one who is consciousness. Chudeka Rasarupini. One whose essence is Chit alone. And Tatpada Lakshyartha. She who is the Lakshyartham, implied meaning of Tat, the word Tat or the Padam Tat in Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. And Brahmagranti Vibhedini. Brahmagranti Vibhedini, one who unties, removes the knot of Brahmagranti, Vishnugranti Vibhedini, Rudragranti Vibhedini. So Devi as explained in Lalita Sahasranama is the same as the Brahman that is found in the Upanishads. What is the point of learning about Brahman? If we learn about Brahman, then everything becomes known. There is no sorrow, there is no dukkham, there is no sin. Such a person will be ever rejoicing. He'll be ever blissful, irrespective of the situation. This is what Shankara beautifully says in Bhajagovindam as Yogaratova, Bhogaratova, Sangaratova, Sangavihinaha, Yasya Brahmani Ramate Chittam, Nandati Nandati Nandatyeva. Such a person, a Brahmajnani, an avatara like Amma, Yoga Rato, they may be doing yoga, Amma might be doing meditation, sitting with closed eyes. It's meditation. Bhogarato, Amma may be like eating good food. Whoever gives some sweets, Amma eats that. So Amma is doing bhogam. Or Sangarato, Amma is very attached to people. Amma is so attached to her children that she cannot let them go. She cannot but protect them. So Sangaratova, 1 minute Amma is in Sangam, the very next minute she is in Sangavihinaha. So when Amma is giving darshan, slowly giving darshan in a particular place, in California, San Raman Ashram, or in Seattle. So when she is giving that, she is totally into it. That means she is very attached to her children. She asks, everybody has got darshan? She asks through the Swamini or the Brahmacharini. But when the time comes to move on, when the time comes to move to the next city, Amma immediately goes. So that is what is called a Sangaratova, Sangavihinaha. 1 minute attached, 1 minute detached. So why is it that such a person is able to be blissful whether attachment is there or not? Because Yasya Brahmani Ramate Chittam, whose mind is residing, whose mind is thinking about Brahman, such a person Nandati Nandati Nandatyeva. He always rejoices. So this is also, we have Amma in front of us to analyze it, but Mahendranath, or the person who wrote the Gospel of Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, he says about Ramakrishna Paramahamsa an incident which we all are very familiar with. So once the person Mathur Babu said to his servant to tell another devotee who had come there to go get away from the place. The servant didn't understand properly. He misunderstood the Mathur Babu's statement and he thought that Mathur Babu told him to tell Sri Ramakrishna to go out. He told Ramakrishna that to get out. Ramakrishna immediately folded his mat, kept it in between his arms at his armpit, and he started walking. Suddenly Mathur Babu saw, he repented, he came running and said, "Oh, I didn't say to you, it was to somebody else." Immediately, with no bhava bhedam, he immediately turned around and he went back into his room. So this is the state of realization. This is that state of Brahman where a person is not affected by whatever happens around. He is ever blissful. Amma gives a very beautiful story to illustrate this point. It's a very old story. Once some few people were going in a boat. Boat, we can call it a ship. They were going in a ship. There were a lot of people. Of that one, there was one sage, one sannyasi, who was like kind of shining. There was glow coming out of his face, of it, from his body. But there were also few atheist people who didn't believe in God, who hated sannyasis. So this sannyasi sat on the floor and he was meditating. At that time, these people, these atheists, they started mocking at the sannyasi. They started initially commenting on him. The sannyasi didn't open his eyes. He was calm and the same. So they started pinching him. That also didn't work. They started hitting him. That also didn't work. Then they started banging or like kicking him. Suddenly, there was a lot of storm. There was a storm in the ocean where the ship was traveling, and it was as if the ocean would eat up all of these people, and these atheists became very afraid. But the sannyasi was the same. He had his eyes closed in. He was calm, and all of a sudden a sound came. A sound was heard. The sound said, Ashariri said, "O sadhu, tell me, it's up to you now. This very moment, if you tell yes, I just need your yes and I'll destroy these atheists, these people who disturbed you a lot." The boy said. The sage was as calm as ever, but he opened his eyes and then he looked at the atheists and he told them, "Don't worry, I will protect you. Don't worry, nothing is going to happen." Immediately the storm stopped and the Ashariri again spoke, and now it spoke that, "O sage, you have chosen the right thing. You are a real man of wisdom. You are a realized master." And seeing this, the atheist surrendered at the sage's feet. So this is the state of realization. This is the state of being in Brahman, residing in Brahman, wherein whatever happens around, the person will be calm. So this doesn't also mean that a Mahatma like Amma will never get angry. Amma will also get angry if it is required. But the very next moment, she will be very calm. So a person who gets angry cannot come back to his normal state. He can come back, he or she can come back only after 5-10 minutes, whereas Amma will become calm the very next minute. That is possible because internally the person is residing in Brahman, externally it is just a play, it is just a role, it is just a nadagam. The entire world is like a nadagam, it is like a play, it is a drama which we are enacting. And it is that state of being unaffected, being calm, being happy by seeing oneness everywhere, that is the goal of human life. It is the goal of human life because that alone can give us anandam. Nothing else can give us anandam. Nothing else can give us eternal happiness. Eternal happiness, or happiness that stays forever, that never decreases or increases, which is always there, that happiness can be had only by realizing that. And the simple and the easiest way or direct way to realizing that entity is always remembering that whatever is there in the world, whatever is seen, whatever is heard, everything is one entity. It is that Brahman. It is Brahman of the nature of Satchidanandam. Oh, is that Brahman Amma? Satchidananda Rupinyai Namaha. The very second Nama of 108 Namas of Amma says Satchidananda Rupini. Amma is of the nature of Satchidanandam. She is Brahman. Therefore, she is Brahman. She is not different. You can see Amma everywhere. Remembering that Amma is Brahman, That Brahman who is Nirgunam, who is temporarily seen with Sagunam as Sagunam for the welfare of devotees, who is in fact Nirgunam. And if we are able to remember Amma or Brahman, which is Nirgunam, and that everything is only Namarupam in Brahman, we don't even need to act. We don't need to bring it into action. We just need to remember it. Automatically, it will be converted to action. Whatever action we do will give us bliss. It will not only give us bliss, it will give bliss to people around us. Abhito Brahmanarvanam vartate viditatmanam. Krishna says in Gita that around a person who is realized, who has known the Atman, Brahmanarvanam or bliss will be dancing abhitaha, surrounding or around the person. It is that goal that we have to aim in life. And in order to achieve that goal, we should slowly start implementing. Implementation is nothing but the strong conviction that everything is one Brahman. If there is strong conviction that everything is Brahman, immediately it will be converted into action. A person who is convinced that fire will burn, he will not put his hand on fire. So that conviction is required. That alone is required, nothing else is required. If we have the conviction, then automatically it will get converted into action. Automatically, whatever is the situation, whether we are with Amma, whether we are discussing Lalita Sahasranama, or we are watching a movie, or we are drinking something, we'll still be blissful. Bliss will be emanating from us, and that is the goal of life. It is all good to always remember this, that implementation is nothing but the strong conviction. Conviction has to grow day by day that whatever happens, we should be unaffected. We should not overly seek something, desire something, or we should also not get averted to something overly. We shouldn't have attachment as well as aversion, but be have samabhavana. Samatvam yoga uchyate. We should always have samatvam. We should always remain calm, remain the same, see things as Brahman. So remembering that, let's see the next five namas. From 91st nama to the 95th nama. So the 91st nama is Kula Sanketa Palini. So Kula Sanketa Palini. So Kula means one's caste or creed, we can say. So kula means one's kulas or various kula or dynasty, we can say. Sanketam. So sanketam means the treasure, and palini protects. So one who protects the treasure of the kulam. So we'll come to the Vedantic meaning, but Lalita Sahasranama or like Bhaskara Raya says that there are different rahasyam, there are different secretive doctrines or secretive concepts in the Tantra system or in Devi system, which are some of those are Yoga Rahasyam, Veda Rahasyam, Puja Rahasyam, Chakra Rahasyam, Mantra Rahasyam, etc. are there, and protecting them from wrong people, that is what Devi does. The next nama is Kulangana. So Kulangana. So one who is Kulangana, one who is as if a Kula Stri, a Kula lady. So that is what this nama means. So this nama means Devi is a Pativrata. Devi is of a proper Kula. Devi is a Pativrata. Devi is always focused on Shiva. That is what this nama says. The next nama is Kulantastha. So Kulantastha. So Kulantastha means Kulam here. Kula, the word Kula has many meanings. So the meaning here, Kulantastha. So Kulam, the word meaning of Kulam here is Tripoti. So that Nyayam, that object to be known in the Tripoti is called Kula. And Devi is that Tripoti. So Devi is the Nyeyam in the Tripudi, not that Tripudi, sorry. Devi is the Nyeyam in Tripudi. So Kula Antastha. Kulam means Tripudi, Antastham inside the Kula, the innermost of the Kula is the Nyeyam or the object to be known. So Tripudi is subject, object and action. With respect to knowledge, Tripudi is the Jnata or the person who knows the action or the medium which is knowing, and the object which that is that which is known. And Devi is the known, Devi is the object. Devi is the object. Oh, Devi is the object. That means sense objects perceive Devi. No, it is not that. It is that sense object. It's not a sense object at all. It is that object which is beyond sense objects. It is that object which is really to be known. It is that object of Brahman, which is Manovacham Agochara. The next Nama is Kaulini. So Kaulini. Kaulini means one who is of the nature of Kaulini is the Nama meaning. So Kulam. Kulam. Kulam, Akulam and Kaulini. So Kulam. Kulam means Shakti or Devi. Akulam means Shiva. And Kaulini is that form which has Shiva and Shakti. That means Kaulini is the mix of Shiva. So it is almost the same as Shiva Shakti Aikya Rupini. So Kulam is a particular form of Devi or Devi itself. Akulam is Shiva and Kaulini is both together. The last Nama of the day is Akula Nama, automatically comes next. So Kula Yogini. So Kula Yogini. So one who is associated. Yogini. Yogam means association is also the meaning of yoga. So Kula Yogini, one who is associated with Kulam. The meaning of Kulam here is Shat Chakram or the six chakras. And Devi is associated with the six chakras because she is the Kundalini Shakti in the Shat Chakras. She is the Shakti, she is the power that runs, that illuminates, that gives life to the Shat Chakra. That is the meaning. So all these Nama in one way or the other give Vedantic import of one Brahman or one Devi. So Kulasanketa Palini, Devi is the protector of secrets. So that is why Krishna says that Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam in the ninth chapter itself is titled Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam. It is Raja Vidya Iti Guhyatamam Shastram Idamuktam Mayanaga. So Guhyatamam Shastram is what Krishna says in the 15th chapter. It's not Guhyam is secret, Guhyataram. Guhyatamam, most secretive. It is most secretive because it speaks about the innermost self, which is very tough to know, and knowing which everything becomes known. It is secretive because it is very tough to know. It is also secretive because it will give us the ultimate truth. It can also be said to be secretive because it is very evident. That which is very evident is secretive because we or our eyes or our sense organs are trained not to grasp what is very evident. So that is the meaning here. And Kulangana. Kulangana means Devi is Padivrata. That means Devi is always focused on Shiva. Which means we also should be always focused on the truth, irrespective of whatever happens. Pativrata. One who is always focused on Pati. Pati means Ishvara. Pati is characterized or seen as Ishvara by the Patni. Ishvara is nothing but Brahman. That means we have to always be Kulangana. We have to be always focused. We have to always be focused. We have to have our focus on Brahman or Devi. And Kulantastha is quite simple. Innermost or one who is Nyeyam, the topmost Nyeyam, because it is that Nyeyam with which everything gets known. It is that Nyeyam by knowing which everything becomes known. And Kaulini. So Kaulini is, we already learned, Kaulini is the mix of Kula and Akula, Shiva Shakti Aikya Rupini. That means wherever action and knowledge, we can't say action and knowledge, wherever Devi or the power, as well as Shiva. So Shiva and Shakti, we can say Shiva denotes consciousness and Shakti denotes Maya, power. When both merge, it is when both are separated, that is when the world starts, that is when we get deluded. But once they both, one Prakriti and Purusha are one, they become one, that means there is no differentiation. If there is no differentiation, that means there is only one entity, which means there is no delusion, which means there is only Anandam. Kula Yogini means one who is associated with the Shat Chakras. We already saw the meaning of the Nama. Let us try to implement at least to an extent whatever Amma has told us. That implementation is very important, because that is the toughest thing to do in life. It is very easy to learn things, it is very easy to advise people, but it is very tough to implement. We can bring a lot of people to Amma, we can guide a lot of people, we can teach a lot of people, but implementing ourselves is the biggest pain. As Amma says, it is easy to advise our neighbor when something goes wrong, but when it is us, or it is for us, that something goes wrong, then everything will vanish. That shouldn't happen that way. Should always be focused on Brahman. Should always remember that everything is one Devi, one Brahman alone. Just remembering this at all points of time will immediately or instantly give us Anandam, which is what Vedanta calls as moksha. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.